Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Join Peace Outreach, where I am none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I'm glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today that you can share in today. So I hope all of you all that's listening in will call it and share a little bit about our topic today, because I know You will be blessed with the topic that we have today. We can all play a part in this particular topic today. God is good all the time. But before we start, we'll have a few moments of prayer. I magnify you, O Lord. I call you, exalt your name, for you are great and highly to be praised. I praise you for the glorious splendor of your majesty and the power of your inspiring act. Your power is unlimited, absolutely beyond measure. You are able to do immeasurable, more than we can ask or dream of, Lord Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, who is like you, majesty in holiness, awesome in praise, working miracles. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this program. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, today our topic is on sharing with people in need. Sharing with people in need. My. You know, Christians provide an important ministry when they share their position with people in need. You can share something you have with a person in need today. All you need to do is just look around you or listen to the Holy Ghost or the discernment of the Spirit, and he surely will tell you what you need to do next. So sharing with people, we're going to talk right out about sharing. Also, we're going to go to Scripture. And I'll start off with Scripture today. You know, we're going to be talking from Acts, the 4th chapter, the 32nd verse. Also, Acts, the 5th chapter and 11th verse, and different aspects throughout those chapters. But, you know, today, as I thought about that a week ago when I decided to do this particular show, I thought it'd be about myself. I'm not calling and singling you out, but I'm thinking about myself, sharing with people in need. I am an outreach minister, and I believe in sharing with people no matter what walks of life they come from, no matter what color, creed, or nationality. That's me. I give. If I have it, I'm going to get it. If I can't, I'm going to try to find it so I can give it. You know, we have worked hard for what we have. I know that's what you're saying right now while you're listening in the comfort of your home at your desk. We had labor, saved and done without, to be able to provide for our family. We all have done that. Many of us have lowered our standards of living to have something to put back for retirement or as a rainy day, as we say. You know, for many of us, the principle of hard work and delayed gratification are dear to our hearts. A great danger, however, lure precisely in this corner of our heart. You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ promised a change in our hearts and action. You know, this change through, motivated and powered by God, often calls for great effort and diligence on our part. You know, our natural sinful nature requires tug us in one direction, while the Holy Spirit leads us in another. You know, consequently, at times we find ourselves engaged in an inner strength, in an inner struggle. This struggle often take place at the point of whether to hold on to all we have or to give some of it away to help others who are having a hard time. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to say that again. This struggle within yourself often take place at the point of whether to hold on to what all we have or to give some of it away to help others who are having a hard time. As I thought about that, how many of you all that's listening today, you have so many things, and that's what I say, things that you do not want to part with, that you want to keep holding them on after year after year. But think about it. Some of those things that you're holding on to, I don't think you have ever actually used them. You may have three toasters. You only need one toaster at a time. You may have three mixers. Somebody, you bought a mixer, then somebody give you two handheld mixers. You don't need but one mixer at a time. Just think about it. Look around your home. We're going to paraphrase and go straight to the natural right now. We're going to go back to the spiritual, but to the natural. Just think about all the stuff that you have in your possession right now around your house that you don't ever use, clothing that you will never wear, that you need to give to somebody else. You may know a young lady or a young man down the street. You see them walking the street every day, need sufficient clothes, a mother that have two, three, and four children struggling to make the note on the car, the house, the rent, little things like that. And you say, wait a minute, she has a daughter, she has a son about the age of my son. We're talking about sharing with people in need. And that's what this show and this ministry is all about, sharing with others, not putting myself first but putting myself back on the background and raising others up to do for them. And, you know, as I was thinking about this show, doing this, I think about, I have to mention my sister. Her name is Iris. She's laying in a hospital right now where the doctors have gave up on her. Jesus haven't, I haven't. But I'm trying to show you by sharing with others. Here I had to go move everything out of her apartment that I'm going to share with somebody else, where she no longer can use. Don't wait till we get to that point where we're able to help somebody. God is tugging at your heart right now. God is telling you, you don't need all these radios. If somebody right down the street could use a radio, a child need to listen to the news, maybe help them with current events in their class study, or I don't need this many magazines. Let me cut out some of these magazines and the money that I was using to purchase all these magazines. I can give that a donation to a charity, to an organization that's helping somebody. I'm trying to give you some ideas today on sharing with people in need. Excuse me. As you take a close look at Acts, the 4th chapter and the 32nd verse, and I'm going to read that for you in your hearing in case you don't have your Bibles with you. Acts 4 and 32 says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Don't you know everything that we have in our possession right now, God has given it to us? Every gift you have, every talent you have, every book you have, every house you have, every car you have. Don't you know God gave that to you? You one day going to leave it. You going to leave it, or it going to leave you. So if you got an abundance today, share with somebody else in need. You may have a neighbor right next door to you. Just when they come outside with a smile on their face, you haven't seen them work in 6 months. You don't know how they're making it. But they might be in there just eating crackers and peanut butter, drinking water and bread, all kind of pride, or they don't know how to ask you. But God have already unctioned you by the Holy Ghost and told you, take a bag of groceries over there to Miss Jane, or Mr. Bob. Don't question God. Get up and do it. If he tells you to sow a financial seed into someone, and you know it was God, it's somebody in need that needed that seed. And when you present them that seed, you're going to say, God, I thank you for doing what you told me to do, for being the provider, for sharing what I have, giving up my possession, even the property. You may have two pieces of land. You can only live on one at a time. Why not share that land with a mother and three or four children struggling, trying to pay high rent? And you may have a little house right there on that property that you can say, well, here, I have something I would like to share with you or give to you, depending on what the Holy Ghost. Now, you heard me say the Holy Ghost. Use spiritual now. You got to come out of natural and go into spiritual with some things now. You know, take a close look at Acts 4:32-11 to see how this conflict between the natural man and the spiritual of God plays out in some members of the early church. Now, here we're going to go into the word a little bit more. Now that I've told you a little bit on the carnal and the natural side, we're going to go deeper in the spiritual side. You know, believers who share. And if you're a believer, you're going to share what you have. If it's a loaf of bread and you know somebody needs some bread, if you don't give them the whole loaf, give them the half a loaf, but try to give them a whole loaf, especially if they have a family. It may be more than bread, but I'm just using bread as an example and as a paraphrase right now. You know, the early Jerusalem church was united, and the apostle, powerful, proclaimed Jesus Christ. The believers shared their material possessions so that none of their numbers were needed. Barnabas sold property and gave all the money to the apostle to use in meeting other believers' material needs. You know, a lot of churches you go in today, they have an offering called a benevolent office. Now, you're led to believe the benevolent office is to help widows and orphans in that church. But now when you turn around and when you in need and for the assistance, would you hold, please? How good God is sharing with people in need. I just got a parish report on my sister there in Sacramento, California, where they said they couldn't do nothing else, but we around the clock are praying here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding countries for my sister, where they said they wouldn't even be able to do dialysis again. Now they're doing dialysis. Hey, tell me God ain't good. Sharing with people in need. I hope you are that's listening today. Get up on your do nothing and start sharing with people in need. God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. God is a great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I think about the word of God. Wait, in Acts, we're still in Acts the 5th chapter, 1 through 11. And I know a lot of you all have read that story, Ananias and Sapphira. And I'm just going to just drop a little nugget here. You know, it was a couple who lied. That was in the Bible. A couple who lied to the Holy Ghost. Hey, you know, Ananias and Sapphira seemed to follow Barnabas' example for one thing. They held back part of their money while pretending to give it all. How many of you all have held back money? God have told you to either put it in the offering or give it to somebody next door. You question God 10 times. Well, why do they need this? Why should I give them this? If the Lord said it, you do. do it. Don't question. Sharing with others. Sharing with people in need. You see how the economy is right now. You see how things are going around the United States right now. That lets you know I need you and you need me. We need each other. Don't matter what color you are. Don't matter what nationality you are. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. And if I don't have it now, I'm going to go to God and say, God, if this my assignment, give me what I need for Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, or for that little girl or boy that needs some clothes to go to school, they need some back-to-school supplies. I'm just paraphrasing it. Share with people in need. You know, here's Sapphira and Ananias held back the money that they were supposed to give and confronted for lying to God. How many of you all have lied to God today that's listening on this broadcast? God have told you to do something, and you didn't do it. God told you to take something somewhere, and you didn't do it. God told you to bless somebody that needed some land or a building that you're not using, or a house or an apartment that you know a family is staying on the road. They got nowhere to go. But your pride, and because I worked hard all day, all year to get this here. My sister worked hard for what she had. But look where she is right now. Somebody else is sharing in the need for her right now. Somebody else is doing for my sister right now in another state while I'm here talking to y'all in a different state. But I did for my sister, still do for my sister. I didn't let just distance separate us. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It could be your next-door neighbor. It could be a man or woman on your job. It could be somebody at the bus station. I was in the grocery store on Saturday, gone a week ago Saturday, and two senior citizens at the counter trying to count up their money to buy some groceries. And they didn't have enough, and the line kept getting longer and longer, and I didn't know exactly what was going on at the head of the line. So I walked up and said, can I be any assistance? And the two ladies say, well, one of my sisters, she's blind a little bit, and she wants this for me to cook. But she didn't bring enough money. I said, no problem. How much do you need? I didn't know those people. But I went right in my wallet, give them what they needed. They got their merchandise. They waited for me when I got outside to tell me how much they appreciated what I done. That's sharing with people in need. I don't mean somebody that don't need. I mean you are actually sharing with people in need. Just because you got a good job and your husband got a good job, you don't know tomorrow or next week you don't go in and get your pink slip. Or they tell you when you close that end of that day, well, this is your last day of working. And you standing there with your mouth wide open, sharing with people in need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, Ananias and Sapphira, when they lied to the Holy Ghost, you know, they dropped dead. Just think about how y'all go around lying to the saints of God, men and women of God, about things. When God done told you to do something. If God told you to do it, do it. You ain't got to call 10 people and ask them, should I do this for Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, or for that? That's all right if they're not looking the way you think they should look. But if they ain't looking the way you want them to look, you start doing something about it. Start sharing with others. You know, everybody think it's all about a money thing. No. Sometimes somebody just want a hug. You don't know how much that is. Somebody to just to hug you and say, I love you. You don't know what that meant. That person might have been contemplating suicide, killing up some people, anything. But when you show that person that in need, you've been that way before. If you have never had a need, you don't know what it is. If you've been sitting on an ivory tower, a bone with a silver spoon in your mouth all your life, you don't know what a need is. But if somebody right now listening to my voice in a need, not just money, might be food, might be a job, might be a place to stay, might just be in need to have someone to talk to, to lead them straight to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is their source. But if you want a man, a woman, a boy, a girl to hear what you have to say, you know they're hungry. You hear their stomach growling. Pick them up a meal. Feed them. Then tell them about the word of God. They ain't going to comprehend what you say. They stumble growling. They're looking at you fat as a butter ball, a turkey or a ham. You just got it going on. But learn how to share with people in need. That's what this show about today. You know, Ananias schemed and heard of her husband's death. When she lied, because he lied, she dropped dead. My. You know, people who were helped. This one, you'll find that in Acts, the 5th chapter, the 12th through the 16th verse. You know, the apostle performed miracles. The power of Jerusalem held the church in high regard. And new convert constantly was added to the church. My. You see, when you bless God's people, God's going to bless you. But do it from a spiritual point of view. You see a person in need. Share what you got. I have a house running over where I'm steadily giving. I'm steadily sharing. Young lady called me on yesterday, fixing to have a baby. Don't have any family members here. Don't have any money. And she told me what sex her baby going to be. Baby, a brand new. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when we just think about this young lady in a strange town, having a baby next month, no family members here. I'm going today. Got a box of stuff for her, going to buy some more things and take to her. I didn't have to know her name, but she had my card and called me and asked me could I be assistant to her. That's what it's all about, showing love, showing kindness, helping people in need. No, you're not trying to help that and already got $1 million, still trying to get $1 million. No, you help that one. If you got $20, I know that's all you got to your name. You got a next door neighbor, children hungry, that need a meal. Share your $20 with that family. And if you got food, fix them up a nice bag of groceries and take over there to them. That's sharing with people in need. Somebody may need to go to the doctor, to the hospital. They may not have money for an ambulance or may not be that serious enough in the ambulance. But you can share your time. Just think about how much time you waste watching TV, watching something stupid and crazy. Think about how much time you stand, you using up that good gas in the car, riding over town, looking for a resale shop, and then when you buy all the stuff, you come home with it, and you done passed 10 people that could have used a clean shirt, a pair of pants, or a pair of shoes to put on their feet. Don't look at that person like, ooh, I wonder where they come from. Well, what's wrong with them? What happened to them? Don't you know? You could be like that the very next day. You know, we got to learn how to share with people in need. I just had someone to come on the line with area code 678, and I want to give them a praise report on my sister. I just got a call from Sacramento, California, to let me know when they told me yesterday everything was, it ain't over till God says it over. They said they couldn't do no more dialysis, but today they called and tell me they got in dialysis. I'm telling you, that's a God. That's a praise report right there. I'm telling you, we serving a God that's sharing with people in need. I'm sharing today because there's somebody going to listen to this program later on and they'll know what it means to share with people in need. Don't think about my 2 and no more, or my 4 and no more, or my 10 and no more. Think about somebody and put yourself on the back burner for a little while and start thinking and giving God the praise. Tell God how you thank him, how you love it, because one day you was walking with no shoes on your feet. One day you didn't have stockings to put on your leg. One day you didn't have a hat to put on your head. One day you didn't have a lot of things that you needed a nice shirt and tie, even for the men. One day you was walking with holes in your shoe. You put passport boxes in them to keep the rain, the water from coming through while you look for a job. Just think about where you done come from, where God done brought you from to where you are now. You can't help but share with somebody else in need. God is a good God, a merciful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to his name. Because he is worthy, he is worthy, he is truly worthy to be praised. You know, preachers would not stop. You know, even in Acts 5:17-42, the Sadducees had the apostle arrested and thrown into jail. But an angel set them free. They returned immediately to preach in the temple court and again was arrested. Ordered to stop preaching Jesus, they answered that they must obey God rather than men. In response, the authors had been flooded, but the apostle continued to preach right here in my city. Places you're not able to go anymore to feed the homeless. You're not able to clothe them like you want to and stuff like that. They feel they're a nuisance, but they had never thought they one day going to come from off of their ivory tower. They don't know how soon they may fall from grace. And who's going to be there to pick them up? That goes for every city. Whoever listening, that goes for every city in the United States. We ought to be helping one another. We all the time want to pull everything for ourselves. But we need to start helping others. We need to lift up a standard and do what God say do. You know, as I go back to the word, the church in Jerusalem began its congregational life in difficult circumstances. You know, the authorities who had crucified Jesus were still in place. The Romans who had authorized and carried out Jesus' crucifixion ruled in the political arena. The Sanhedrin who had brought the charges against Jesus ruled in the religious arena. Though popular opinion was freely toward the early believers, Christians were still a persecuted minority. Believers recognized Jesus as the Christ, Messiah, long expected by Israel, and they worshiped him as the resurrection Son of God. The Sanhedrin, the Jewish high court, and the temple authorities considered these believers blaspheming. You know, I'm going to ask you today, who do you know in your church that needs a financial assistance? And what do you plan to do about it? You sit in Sunday after Sunday with somebody in church. You know them well enough, or the Holy Ghost done told you that they need some help. They need an assistant. Are you going to assist them and do what God told you to do? Or are you going to get up and talk about it amongst the people in the congregation before you do it or you don't do it? Just think about that. Just look at yourself. Look and see where you're sitting at right now. You wasn't in that place always. You didn't have a good job all the way. You didn't have a good car always. You didn't have a good roof over your head always. A lot of us know what it is to put a bucket here and a bucket there and a pan to catch water coming through the roof because your family couldn't afford to get a new roof put on the house. You know what it all is. Everybody get around one heater and stay warm in the wintertime. Everybody didn't have central heat and air. You know what it is to share one thing once they cool in the morning, let them get cool at evening. You use a church fan, a newspaper. I'm just telling you about sharing with people in need. I hope this program helped those come out of the ivory tower and start helping people that you know need help. Start assisting people. You're going to say, well, I don't have much. I don't work. Or I don't have this and that. But when you look around your house or look around your business, you're going to see, Lord, I've been had that stuff sitting in that box 3 years. I haven't sold it. I haven't tried to give it to nobody. Lord, let me do better. Let me start sharing with people in need. You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving time to invite 10 people to your house you ain't had there before, or wait till Christmas to go out and be a spectacle. Well, I did this and that. No, no, no. you what you do, do it in secret. You don't have to publicize it. If you want to bless somebody, bless them. You don't have to get around and talk about nobody. Just go ahead and bless that person. Just bless them. Because that's what God is all about. He wants you to be a blessing to others. He blessed you. Stop blessing others. Stop going around with this poor mouth all the time. Poor me. Poor me. I don't have this. I don't have that. Stop saying that. Because God has blessed you. He has blessed you to have abundance. You know, one while you could say all I could have is some stewed chicken, some baked chicken, or some ground meat and spaghetti. But now God has brought you from the outhouse to the White House. He done brought you to running water in the house where you don't have to go out in the backyard to the outhouse no more. He done brought you from that rough paper to soft paper. Just think about how good God been to you and how you can be a blessing to somebody else. Today the show is talking about sharing with them in need. Sharing with people. You know a lot of people right now in your neighborhood, in your church, in your setting, in your group that's out of work. A lot of you all, you may not have $50, $100 to send them, but God will bless you something. He will tell you the need that that person really needs. A lot of people believe just because they don't have $1 million in the bank, they can't help nobody. No, 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 no. You'd be surprised how many people, even if you pass a store today, you have some seniors in your area that don't have nobody really to visit them. The church folks stop coming by to see them. The little paper boy that used to go by and cut their grass or deliver their paper or stop by and see how they're doing, see if they made baked cookies, anything, stop by, take them a bag of groceries, bring them some flowers, something to brighten up their day, send them a card. You just don't know. Huh? On Sunday, I gave a lady a card because I have a card ministry also, along with Joy and Peace Community Development Outreach. And when I gave that lady that card, she told me, she said, you just don't know how much the reading on this card. She said, I came here so depressed today, so let down. She said, but reading this card, and you gave it to me with love, don't you know I got hope? I can leave here with hope. It's the little things, you all, that we can do for people. Somebody you know moving. Go help them move. You may not can stay all day, but do what you can. Somebody sick could use a big bowl of soup. Make yourself a whole family. Make a big pot of soup and take it to the people with crackers and everything that you would have at your house. I'm just trying to show you today how to share with people in need. We see a lot of people chewing up all over the country that's out trying to sham people around. But God, if you truly in God, you truly living holy, you have discernment, you prophesying, you doing all these things the Word of God say do in the right way, God will show you who to help. Even today, when I get through with this broadcast, He's going to put it on somebody, mine or mine, where it's my assignment when I come off of this phone. What I'm to do today, who I am to go bless. I already know I got a box ready for the young lady. Gonna have a baby next month. Don't have anything. No family here in a strange town. But by me giving her my card when I met her, call me at any time, I'm prepared to go give her a whole box of stuff for her newborn baby to come. So it's the little things, you all. It's not trying to have $1 million or worrying about putting my means on top of me, because the banks are still getting your money, still taking your money. So you might as well help somebody in need that really needs that system. You got 3 TVs in your house. You can't look at but 1 TV at a time. It's somebody down the street. Might be a senior. It might be somebody disabled, can't get out like they want to. Don't even have a TV or radio. Don't you know that's a company keeper for them? Take one of them TVs down and give them to them. You got an extra radio, a little CD player. They may have some gospel. They ain't heard in years, but their little stuff broke down. Go brighten up somebody's day today. Show them that you love them. Let them know that God is real, because God is real, you all. But those that may not know it, God is real. Every time I turn around, God is blessing me. I'm blessing 3 and 4 people, and God is steadily blessing me. So the more God give me, the more I'm giving to somebody else. You don't have to know them by name. If you want to adopt a family for Thanksgiving, adopt a family for Christmas, or adopt a family for the whole year, God going to meet that expectation. He going to meet that need. So start sharing with others. Because he is so good, you all. You know, sharing with our needy Christian brothers and sisters, help them also enchant the church witness to Jesus Christ. When you share it with others, it's a lot of people you meet every day. They tell you they've been hurt by the church folk. But when you read Acts, the 4th chapter and the 5th chapter, they'll be telling you about them church folk. So you got to realize everybody in church ain't there for the right reason. And you know who is real and who is not. If you have any discernment, if you got the Holy Ghost, holiness anywhere deep down on the inside, your God going to let you know who's shaking, who faking, and who baking, and who playing. He going to let you know. You know, but as I was getting ready to start coming to a wind down my show a little bit, I got a little time yet left. You know, sharing with our needy Christian brothers and sisters, help them also enchant the witnesses of Jesus Christ. For any of our fellow believers to lack the necessity of life reflects a human selfishness, not the will of our Lord who sacrificed his life for them. You know, our primary purpose for practicing the principle of sharing is to fulfill God's purpose, that none of his people would be poor. If we would help each other and not worry about our sisters and brothers got $5 more than us, don't look at it like that. Just think about when was the last time you made a notable financial sacrifice in order to share with a fellow believer, or when you made a notable effort to help someone other than yourself or your family member. Did you go outside of your family and help a stranger? Did you give somebody some bread today? Give somebody some bus fare. Pay for somebody's grocery at the store. Give somebody what's short on their light bill or their rent or their gas bill. They were standing in the counter and overestimated the amount they had left. They had overspent somewhere, but you was able to come to the plate. They're sharing with people in need. You don't have to wait to go to the church on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Sunday to share. You can share every day of the week. You can share the gospel, the good news. You can share your time. It's so much you can share. God wants you to share to help somebody else in the spiritual realm. I just thank God today this show, and thank God that I got a praise report all the way from California while I was on this call, because that's what it's all about, you all sharing with other people. You know, and as I go further on my little topic today, when we see people act boldly on the basis of their faith, we are encouraged to do likewise. One person who served as a positive role model in the early church was a man named Barnum. You know, the members of the Jerusalem church was under no extreme requirement to give what they owed to one another. From time to time, however, those among those who were more affluent chose to sell land or houses they owned and brought the proceeds of that sale to the apostles. The apostle then distributed the funds to anyone in the church who was in need. You know, you see that Sunday after Sunday, they're taking up this offering, this offering, they say it's for those in need. But just get in need and go to the church and see what you get. Some churches may be doing it. I ain't going to knock all churches, but 3, 4 of them is not. You hear testimonies after testimony or how did you get in this shape, or what happened? And you was a tithe payer. I'm going to go right back. Now, you was a tithe payer. You paid your tithes. You paid your offering. You give to whatever was going on in that ministry. But when you got down and had it, where was you able to go to? You was not able to get that need met. You know, God is just so good. He is just so good. And I give God praise today for this show. I give sharing with those in need, sharing with people in need. My. The Lord bless you where you was on a cane or a walker. You may have had surgery. You may have been in a wreck or anything. But now you are up walking. You're doing good. You don't need it. There's somebody in your church, in your neighborhood, that's getting along poorly, don't have even insurance. Give them that walker. Give them that crutch or something that they can use. That means you sharing with people in need. It don't have to be a whole bucket of money. It is good to have and well thought up for things you need, but God have blessed you. A lot of you all that's listening today have been blessed abundantly through the power and the working of God through other people in your life. Turn around and start blessing others. Start putting a smile on somebody's face and not a frown. Start showing love to somebody and not looking like you're so angry. You know, God is just truly, truly, truly worthy to be praised. I thank God for this lesson today that I did on sharing with those in need, because I think at this time we in a dispensation right now that we need to help as many people as we can, because everybody may not be sitting where you're sitting today. Everybody may not have the comfort of a nice home. The fall of the year is coming. People are going to need coats. If you got coats in your closet and it can help somebody else, you ain't wearing but one coat at a time. You don't need 10 coats. Share that coat with somebody else. I'm just trying to show you how important it is to share with others in mind. Not just yourself, but actually sharing with others, giving God the praise for blessing you so you could bless somebody else. And if anybody would like to come in today and comment, or anybody want to say something, just hit 1 on your keypad. I'll be more than happy to bring you in, because we all are on this field together. We all is in this together. I can't do nothing without my sisters and brother. They may feel they can do everything without me, but if it's not me, it's somebody else that will come to their rescue, because you never know what day you might really need. Today you might be on top of the world, and tomorrow you might be so far in a baseball box, you don't even know how you got there. So it's good when we get up and start sharing the gospel, sharing our possession that God has given to us, because, you know, if you had never thought about it, you're going to leave here one day. You're going to leave it, and it's going to leave you. If you've never seen a U-Haul on its way to the cemetery with all your possession that you're going to be able to use, because you ain't going to be able to do a thing with it. So why not, while you're in a sound mind, health and strength, help somebody? You may know a sister or brother need a job. They may be hiring on your job. Let them know that they're hiring on your job. Or you may know where a job is at. They may not have heard about it. They may not get the newspaper. You read it in the newspaper. They may not have a computer. But you're going to share some good news with somebody else. And I know before the day is over, a lot of you all going to say, I wonder why she had a program like that. Start thinking. You got a sister, you got a brother, mother, father, auntie, uncle. Wouldn't you want somebody to help them if you were not in the position at the time to help them like you wanted, but God opened the door for somebody to come help you or help your family member? All you do is just turn around and bless somebody else out of the goodness of your heart. That's sharing and caring with people in need. I thank God for this show today. And I'm going to say a few more things before we leave the air today. But when I read the story on Ananias and Sapphira and what they had and what they could have blessed the body of Christ with, they still was blessed. They still was going to be blessed. But they lied to the Holy Ghost. Don't lie, y'all. If you don't have it, God know your heart. You don't have it. But if you have it and you can share something with somebody, it may not be the exact thing they need or exact amount they want if it's a financial thing, but do what you can. He's going to always open the door. You're going to be tested every day of your life. You're going to be tested on this side on what you can do to help somebody else. So if anybody would like to come on the air before we leave the air for the day and say anything about this program that they would like to share or ministry they would like to donate to, feel free. There might be something in your area that you've been saying, I'm going to go down and volunteer my time. That's helping somebody in need. I have this big old basket of fruit I picked off of my tree. I can't eat all these fruit. Let me go give them to the senior citizen complex. That's sharing with people in need. You'll be surprised when you sit down and just take you a paper and a pencil out and start writing down all the things that God gives you that you can share in the course of a day. You run here, you run there, you run there. That's what I do in the course of a day. Very seldom I can just stay at home because I'm constantly on the move sharing and helping with somebody else that's in need. Just because you don't have it today don't mean you ain't going to be blessed with it tonight. But if you go to God, I'm a living witness. If you go to God in prayer and ask him before that day is over, he's going to be able to grant you what you need, when you need it, how you need it. That's sharing with people in need. So today I'm hoping and praying that everybody that came to the line today is able to help somebody in need today. In your neighborhood, in the body of Christ, at the grocery store, at a shelter, somewhere, you able to meet the need of somebody else. You may not think, well, all I got is this. That might that's just what God needed for that person, and he sent that person to you. Well, you know, we give God praise today for this broadcast, and I thank God for what he's doing in my life right now. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him, because he's been mighty good to me. Every time I turn around, he's blessing me. I know the things I've been asking God for, and his time, he's going to bless me with it. He's going to send it, but in the meantime, I'm not just sitting here holding my fingers and my feet. I'm up steadily doing the work of God. I'm steadily showing others that God love them. I love them, and so do God. Because you don't know, he have angels dispatched all around you right now, each one of you all that's listening to this broadcast. It's something you need to assign your angel to right now to go do for you. And you're going to be surprised how that's going to come back to you. Do it with a sincere heart. Share with somebody today. If it's no more than a pad of paper, a pack of pencils, some business card, a financial blessing, a building, a house, a job, some food, something in their house, share with somebody today. Because God is a good God. He is a good God. I'm a living witness. And before I close the show, I'm going to pray that everyone that listened to this broadcast today will be blessed. I thank God today. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, your demonstration, dear Heavenly Father, for me living and serving completely depending on you, dear Heavenly Father, and dwelling in me, dear Heavenly Father, and not focusing on myself. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for every person that tuned into this show those that's listening to archives, those that's listening on air, the Heavenly Father, I give you the praise from the Heavenly Father. Let me continue on, the Heavenly Father, doing what you have called me to do, the Heavenly Father. Let me go out this day and be able to bless others. Let me share with somebody else less fortunate than myself, the Heavenly Father. Because you say, the Heavenly Father, that if we do what you say, the Heavenly Father, we know you're going to bless us, the Heavenly Father. But let us do it with a clean heart, a clean mind, the Heavenly Father. Touch every person that listens to this broadcast today. Bless them abundantly, the Heavenly Father. Let their doors and their barns be filled, the Heavenly Father, where they may be able to go out, bless and help others, the Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. We want to thank God today. We want to thank God. We want to thank him. We want to thank him because he's just so good. He's a mighty good doctor, a mighty good leader. And I want to thank everyone that came in to the show today. Hope you was blessed by the show today, by the word of God, not only naturally, but spiritually so. Just start checking yourself before you wreck yourself. Start seeing. Are you doing all that God have called for you to do today? Are you really leaning and depending on God? Are you thinking everything coming to you by osmosis? Not so, not so, not so. I want you all to have a wonderful and splendorous day in the Lord. And until next week, when we have another exciting topic, I hope you all will be able to come on. And until next week, be blessed. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Have a blessed, wonderful, and exciting week in the Lord. Bye-bye.